This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. As the U.S. presidential vote count continues in key states, Democrat Joe Biden has edged very close to victory. But a defiant Republican President Donald Trump says he's being cheated. Here's AP's Sagar Magani.
The president continues trying to sow doubt about the race's outcome. In his first public appearance since election night, he says the ongoing count should stop, accusing Democrats without evidence of manufacturing votes.
This is a case where they're trying to steal an election. They're trying to rig an election, and we can't let that happen.
Biden earlier said there's no doubt he will win once the counting is done and urged patience.
I ask everyone to stay calm, all the people to stay calm. The process is working.
It could take several more days for the vote count to end and a clear winner to emerge. Sagar Magani, Washington.
French President Emmanuel Macron says France is reinforcing its border controls after a series of attacks that hit the country in recent weeks. He said they'll focus on fighting illegal immigration and smuggling activities. German police have raided the homes and businesses of four people linked to the Islamic State sympathizer who carried out a deadly attack in Vienna this week. AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The authorities say while the men aren't currently suspected of involvement in Monday's shootings, in which four people and the gunman were killed, there's evidence that they had links to the attacker. Austria officials have identified the attacker as 20-year-old Quatim Fezulay, a dual national of Austria and North Macedonia, who had a previous conviction for trying to join the IS in Syria and had been given early release in December. A probe is underway into why Austria didn't put Fezulay under observation, despite being tipped off by Slovakian authorities. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. Ethiopia's parliament validated a six-month state of emergency Thursday in the rebellious northern Tigray region. That's where the federal government has launched a military campaign, despite international pleas for negotiation to avoid a civil war. The state of emergency was announced Wednesday by cabinet ministers, hours after Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed ordered troops into Tigray in response to a deadly attack on a federal military base in the regional capital. A 90-year-old archbishop was briefly abducted in a western Cameroon region gripped by conflict between Anglophone separatists and security forces, the archdiocese said Friday. It said Christian Toumi was kidnapped Thursday evening near Kumbo in the northwest region. Toumi is an archbishop emeritus and retired cardinal who has frequently sought to mediate in the crisis. He was released Friday along with his driver, but around 10 other people who were also seized with them have not been freed, according to a local official who requested anonymity. China has temporarily banned the entry of foreigners from at least 8 countries as COVID-19 cases rise in Europe and elsewhere. Non-Chinese can no longer enter from Russia, France, Italy, the United Kingdom, Belgium, the Philippines, India, and Bangladesh, even if they hold a visa or residence permit for China. Embassies in those countries have posted online notices in recent days announcing the temporary suspension of entry. Friday, Liverpool began England's first citywide trial of coronavirus testing in an attempt to prevent hospitals becoming overwhelmed during the country's second wave of the pandemic. All of the northwestern city's 500,000 residents, as well as people working there, will be offered repeat tests, even if asymptomatic. The pilot program will initially run for 2 weeks. Remembrance Sunday events to honor Britain's war dead have been drastically pared back this year because of the coronavirus pandemic, while antivirus measures have also hit fundraising for military veterans. The Royal British Legion, which runs the annual Poppy Appeal, has warned it risks a shortfall in donations of millions during the two-week drive, its main source of revenue. A somber wreath-laying ceremony is to go ahead at the Centrefaith War Memorial in central London Sunday, but there will be no veterans marching or crowds watching. The annual Festival of Remembrance concert at the Royal Albert Hall in London was recorded without an audience in advance of Saturday's broadcast. As the remnants of Hurricane Eta moved back over Caribbean waters, governments worked to tally the displaced and dead and recover bodies from landslides and flooding that claimed dozens of lives from Guatemala to Panama. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.